Bir beş yüz lira.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
భక్తివేదాంత స్వామి రూపాది కీ జయ విష్ణుపాద పరమహంస పరిచార్య స్తోత్ర సరస్వతి శ్రీమద్ భక్తి సిద్ధాంత సరస్వతి గోస్వామి రూపాది కీ జయ అనంత కోటి వైష్ణవేంద్ర కీ జయ నమాచార్య శ్రీ హరిదాస్ ఠాకూర్ కీ జయ గ్రంథరా శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం కీ జయ హరిదాయ గౌర్ ప్రేమనందే ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు ద అసెంబ్లీ బోడీ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు ద అసెంబ్లీ బోడీ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు ద అసెంబ్లీ బోడీ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ టుడే మార్నింగ్ వి రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్యాంటో 7 చాప్టర్ నంబర్ 2 ఎంటైటిల్ హిరణ్యకశిపు కింగ్ ఆఫ్ ద డీమన్స్ టెక్స్ట్ నంబర్ 22 నిత్యాత్మ వ్యాయాయ శుద్ధ నిత్యాత్మవ్యయ శుద్ధ సర్వగా సర్వవిత్పరా తేషవాత్మనోలింగం మాయయా విష్జన్ గుణాన్ నిత్యాత్మవ్యయ శుద్ధ సర్వగా సర్వవిత్పరా దాదేశవాత్మనోలింగం మాయయా విష్జన్ గుణాన్ నిత్యాత్మవ్యయశుద్ధ
రాద్వేషావాత్మనోలింగం
Maya Vishnyan Gunam. What do you mean? Nitya?
Eternal.
Atma.
Spirit soul.
Avyaya.
Inexhaustible.
Shuddha. With no material taint.
Sarvaka.
Qualified to go anywhere. In the material or spiritual world. Sarvavid.
Full of knowledge.
Paraha.
Transcendental to material condition.
Date.
Accepts.
Asav.
That Atma or living being.
Atmanaha.
Of the self.
Lingam.
A body.
Maya.
By the material energy.
Vishrajan.
Creating.
Gunan.
Various material qualities.
Translation
offered by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada.
Translation. The spirit soul, the living entity, has no death, for he is eternal and inexhaustible. Being free from material contamination, he can go anywhere in the material or spiritual worlds. He is fully aware and completely different from the material body. But because of being misled by misuse of his slight independence, he is obliged to accept subtle and gross bodies created by the material energy, and thus be subjected to so-called material happiness and distress. Therefore, no one should lament for the passing of the spirit soul from the body.
Purpose.
Hiranyakashipu very intelligently described the position of the soul. The soul is never the body, but is always completely different from the body. Being eternal and inexhaustible, the soul has no death. But when the same pure soul desires to enjoy the material world independently, he is placed under the condition of material nature and must therefore accept a certain type of body and suffer the pains and pleasures thereof. This is also described by Krishna in Bhagavad Gita 13:22. Karanam guna sangasya sat asad yoni janmaishu. The living entity is born in different families or species of life because of being infected by the modes of material nature. When conditioned by material nature, the living entity must accept a certain type of body which is offered by nature under the direction of the Supreme Lord. Ishvara sarva bhutanam hrideshu arjuna tishtati. Brahmayam sarva bhutani yantra rurani maya. The Supreme Lord is situated in everyone's heart, O Arjuna, and is directing the wanderings of all living entities who are seated as on a machine made of the material energy. Bhagavad Gita 18:61. The body is just like a machine, and according to the living entity's karma, he is offered a particular type of machine to move here and there under the control of material nature. This continues until he surrenders to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Maam evahi prapadyante mayam etam tarantite. Until he surrenders, the conditioned soul is carried from life to life by the arrangement of material nature. Om ajnana timurandasya jnananjana shalakya sakshu unmilitamena tasmai sri guruve namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Yena Bhuktale Swayam Rupa Padhamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamadam Sri Guru Vaishnavamsa Sri Rupam Sadhu Jatam Sarana Raghunathandikam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhyam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sadhana Lalita Sri Vishakhan Vitamsha. E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namaste Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrinda Vaneshwari Prishabhanu Sudha Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhu Vyayevacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸಾದಿ ಗೌರ ಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ, ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಸೀಕಿಂಗ್ ಬ್ಲೆಸ್ಸಿಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ ಆಲ್ ಅಸೆಂಬ್ಲ್ಡ್ ವೈಷ್ಣವರ್ಸ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ. ಹಿರಣ್ಯಕಶಿಪು, ಕಿಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಡೀಮನ್ಸ್, ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಟೈಟಲ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್. ಪ್ರಿಟಿ ಮಚ್ ಇಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ದ ಕೃಷ್ಣ, ದ ಸುಪ್ರೀಮ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಗಾಡ್ ಹೆಡ್. Contrasting to that, you know, it's like very clear who is this personality is. Hiranyakashipu, king of the demons, you know, it's like, you know, this is there in the material world, you know. It's like, even if you are good, you have to be on the top. Even if you are bad, you have to be the best bad, you know, because it's like they both are the same, two sides of the same coin. Attraction or repulsion is always inflate your false ego in one sense, because you always want the attention. If you are on the top of the ladder, you seek attention. If you are bottom of the ladder, you seek attention. You understand? So even that's why if you see, they will give you like in a film or something, they will give the best villain award. Like, you know, you are the villain, but you are the best. You know, you are the hero, you are the best. So, but the worst part is, if someone doesn't recognize our position, that is the most painful situation. So like loneliness, you know. Someone, you are there, but you are actually not there. Or you are not recognized. Maybe, you know, people think that you are in invisible mode. This is what Krishna did to Brahma, actually. When Brahma did that, you know, took away the boys and the car, Krishna ignored him actually. That is more painful than you acknowledging that if someone tells you, you know, you're bad, you know, you're not good, then at least you have the feeling, okay, you know, some recognition is there. But someone didn't recognize anything that is really test for everyone. So here we see Hiranyakashipu, king of the demon. Pretty much, you know, Hiranyakashipu looks like he has read Bhagavad Gita. Especially the second chapter. Nityam, Shashvato, you know, Purano, what is that? Sarvagata. You know, he is quoting all the Bhagavad Gita words. You know, second chapter, if you read from second chapter, the Atma Tattva section, where Krishna is giving the knowledge about the soul, looks like, you know, Hiranyakashipu would have attended dropout person of the school or something. He is talking about clearly the characteristics of the soul. What it is made of. This is like three stages of a spirit soul. You know, in this verse we can see. He's talking about the situation where, okay, the soul is pure, is all good, is the best, is never ending, inexhaustible, eternal, is present everywhere. He is free from material contamination. So, he is fully aware and completely different from... So, he is having a complete knowledge of what the spirit soul in his original position actually. Right? It's like someone who knows that rainwater is pure. Yes, rainwater is pure. That's no problem. And then, he is talking about how this soul getting entangled into this material world. Which is also good, second stage. The soul is pure, the soul is good, it is fantastic. And then it is coming in contact with material nature. Right? Because of his misled by the misuse of his light independence, he is obliged to accept subtle and gross body. So this is one of the prayers we actually offer in worshipping of the deities. It's called Bhuta Shuddhi. That means purifying your gross and subtle body before you worship. You pray that I am the eternal servant of Krishna. Somehow or other I have been fallen into this material condition. I am thinking that I am this material body made out of gross and subtle. Please, you know, engage. Like, you know, we offer a small prayer in the worship saying that what you are, what is your position, how bad you are stuck here and what you wanted, you know. Somehow or other, some great fortune, I've been engaged in this service of your lordship by the mercy of my spiritual master. Right? So, yes, the soul is pure. The second part of this, the translation or the speech by Hiranyakashipu is saying how it has been entangled, which is good. The only part is missing is, which is Prabhupada writes in the purport here, how the soul which is pure got into entanglement, how can that soul go back or, you know, revive his original consciousness or reinstated in original position, how is that possible? That part is missing. Right? So basically people know, yes, if you speak to anyone, I'm not this body, I'm a soul. People are, I know this, you know. In India, from Vedic culture, everyone know I'm Atma. Yes, I am Atma. Yes, and I am the spirit soul. I know these all are living entities. Pretty much everyone can connect to that level. And then they know this, you know, this place is not very much pleasurable, even though we're trying to find some kind of happiness. But the material nature is giving hard time in terms of our own body, we can take it. The body is given to the degree of how much accumulation of your prarabdha karma. So, whatever action you perform, right, whatever activities you perform, you get reaction, whether good or bad. You cannot stop being acting. Your nature is to do something. You cannot be idle, right? So you have to do something. So if you do something, then you have to get back, you have to get a reaction. As you sow the seed, you reap of the result. So you accumulate your reaction and you get the body. So the whole sum of your karma is what you got. You can see in front of your mirror. That's your accumulation of karma. In one sense. So, point is, the soul getting entangled. I also forgot the point. Why have I told this? Kali Yuga. But anyway, see, coming to that, the soul is pure, but then getting entangled into the body. We cannot choose our body. We cannot choose how we want it, where we want to take birth, which family, which country, which place, which species. This is not in our control. But we got this body, so now we want to make sure that we don't want many bodies. When it comes to material body, there are many varieties. But when it comes to spiritual body, there is only one body, which is the original spiritual Satchit Ananda, full of knowledge, full of cognizance, eternal, and it has a form. Now, how to get that back? That is, Krishna is saying, that very difficult to overcome. This independence which we have, which we are trying to enjoy separately from Krishna, or we want to enjoy this body, it is so powerful actually. It is so powerful. If you really see our whole, before coming to Krishna consciousness, or even when we are coming to Krishna consciousness, this very heavy gel is there, like kind of like imagine, you know, if you have a band, a rubber band, like if someone put your hand and then they put the band on top of it. If you have one band, then you can easily snap it, right? Imagine they're keep putting the bands, 1, 2, 3, 4 or something like that. So many rubber bands. Then even if you want to pull, like push away, immediately come back, right? Similarly, the soul is
a different material, and then the body is different material, and then this gel is there, which is false ego or the subtle body, mind, intelligence, false ego, which act like a very strong sticky substance actually. The moment we want to enjoy the body in different way, then what happened? The modes act on us. The three modes act on us. Krishna was saying in Bhagavad Gita 13:22, Karanam guna sangasya sat asat yoni janmeshu. The moment we want to control, then what happens? The modes take over. And these modes are not easy to overcome. Passion. This world is, if you see, mostly 99% is the place, is a karma bhumi, is passionate. So much passion. And what is the quality of passion?
Ignorance.
Sorry?
Ignorance.
Ignorance, that is another one. So what is the quality of goodness? How do you know someone is in goodness?
Sattva guna.
How do you know?
Peace, calm.
Yes, peace, calm. What is the quality? What is we can say that someone, yes?
Happiness.
Aradhya. Sorry? Okay, they find a good way in all the situations, eh? What are they? They're calm and happy, okay.
Their knowledge,
yeah, thank you. The two qualities which Krishna says is that by knowledge and happiness. They have certain kind of jnana. This is not about spiritual knowledge. This knowledge is like they can discriminate what is good, how can I avoid this suffering, what is good and what is bad. Oh, I don't want to do this. Someone in here says, no, this is too much. I don't want to do this because so much consequence will come. No, better be angry. I'm happy with 9-to-5 job, like, you know. I do my thing, you know. Be good, do good, happy. And then kind of happiness, because they feel superior to others. The sense of happiness comes from superiority complex. I'm better than others, you know. See this guy, you know. Look at him. Right? You understand? Their happiness is some kind of sense of, you know, like kind of... So that's how they get into entanglement, because pride comes. So I'm better than others. You know, be good, do good. You know, moral ethics is all about, you know, how you kind to others and everything. Then why are they doing? Because they feel the discrimination. They feel others are bad. You know, they don't want to, you know, mingle. They don't want to. Because they feel that, you know, I'm good and what I'm doing. I'm in my own shell. Don't knock it. Don't come inside. I will not come outside. I'm in my bubble. So they are so happy. But what happens? Death comes. Yeah. Or some relatives who they are very much, or an affectionate lover, they pass away. Or some disease comes. Material nature won't leave you. You know, like it's not like a constant, okay, you are fixed. You are goodness, that's it. End your life with goodness. No. Then comes passion. What is the quality of passion?
Rajas.
Sorry?
Rajas.
Rajas, yes. What is the quality of passion?
Unlimited desires.
Desire, unlimited desires, yes. Hankering, too much on the plate. Yeah, next to it. Then?
Lust.
Lust, thank you. We have some schoolmates from Prahlad here. Yeah? Good. Lust, attraction towards opposite sex, yeah?
Greed.
This is the driving force. The driving engine is attraction. Karma. This is lust because of the passion. Attraction is there. You do everything and then you do too much. Multitasking, do many things, do that, do this, you know, running here, there, why? So that you can attract, then you can have the prestige. Prabhupada writes in the Purport, you know, like all the cycle, why the person is hard working, form comes, but then why? Because you have a prestige in the society, a status. I have a beautiful car, I have a beautiful house, I have a beautiful family, then run, work hard. Then ignorance, What is the quality of ignorance?
Lazy.
Yes.
Madness.
Huh?
Madness.
Inertia, like laziness, dullness.
Intoxication.
So basically, you know, if you read the section of the last six chapters of Bhagavad Gita, you will know the symptom, what one needs to do, what is the result of the action, who is doing, how he is doing, what is his determination, what is his happiness, what is his knowledge, what are the qualities, what happened if the person died in that. So full detail, like, you know, from the start to the end, why it is given, so that we know at least which mode we are in. Don't worry about others. We think, you know, oh, this is a Bhagavad Gita given for you, Prabhu. No, this is for me. It's like, you know, this book distribution we give. You read this book, very nice. Have you read? No, this is only for distribution. Prabhupada used to do that, you know, one problem with my disciples like that, they used to imitate. This imitation is distributed. This is the book, Bhagavad Gita, this is for you. Then if they ask you, have you read? No, I have not read, but this is for you. So at least when we read Bhagavad Gita, these chapters, this is about material nature, this is a jnana section full of knowledge. Right? So there are different kinds of knowledge in Bhagavad Gita, if you see. There's kind of knowledge which talks about you are not this body and soul. Then there's a kind of knowledge which talks about how the soul got entangled in this material nature and how it can get liberated. And there is a certain kind of knowledge which talks about Krishna, or which talks about the spiritual world, or it talks about something which will enhance our devotional service, which will enhance our bhakti. Because if you gain knowledge to perform bhakti, that is better. But if you perform bhakti to gain knowledge, that becomes jnana yoga. So knowledge is good. So Prabhupada writes also, you know, philosophical speculation is good. Philosophical speculation, sometimes we condemn mental speculation, philosophical speculation. But our last, if you say the jnana section, or understanding the material nature, how this body works, how this whole universe works, how everything works, for that philosophical speculation is good if the conclusion ends in Krishna. It's like you have to come to the temple, and if you are in the city, right? If you know you have to go to the city, you can go by many ways. You can walk, you can cycle, or you can come by tram, bus, or train, or lift, Uber, whatever way. You figure it out, the ways and everything, which road, which way to go, like that. But then you end up in the temple, it's good. Right? So that's kind of philosophical speculation. Because if ultimately you want to get liberated, this soul, from this entanglement of the body, and attain the lotus feet of Krishna, and if that knowledge help you to find your way through that and end the conclusion, then that speculation, that philosophical speculation is good. But if that philosophical speculation ends in merging with Krishna, or impersonal understanding, or Brahman, then that becomes problem. That's where the subtle difference comes, you know. So here, the third part, which is the first one, we talk, okay, the soul is pure, the soul is all good. Krishna explains, soul is eternal and the body is endurable. Is that right? Indurable. Correct? Undurable or indurable?
Indurable,
thank you.
Immutable.
So it's like the endurance or the tolerance level of this body. You cannot preserve the body, or you cannot stop the body changing its shape or form, whatever. You cannot do that. So basically, we think the other way. We want this body to be eternal. We think this body is eternal. But that is not true. Krishna says, anything which is matter, which is not going to last long. Sorry. But anything is spirit, it's going to be there. There is no change. Because we think when the body, we see that the body is changing. The body, the matter is going through the six changes. Right? The matter is going through the six changes. But the soul is never changing. It is eternal. It is situated in its position. It's not going to change. But then we want to preserve this body. We want to keep, we want to, as long as we can drag, as much as long as many years, we trying to save, you know, this body is so precious, I want, no, it cannot, sorry, this is the problem. Arjuna is thinking, oh no, Bhishma, oh Drona, oh all these people, how, they, no, I'm not going to kill them. So Krishna is saying, first of all, you see, you are not the killer and the soul cannot be killed. You are not the killer and the soul cannot be killed. And then Krishna is saying, just because you are not fighting or killing them, you are not going to stop them dying. Just because you are not taking part in this war, you think that you are going to preserve the body of Bhishma or Drona? Are they going to not going to go through the six changes? No. Don't. Then Krishna is saying, okay, fine. So if you think, okay, Krishna also argue the other way. If at all, if you think the soul is not there, the soul is going to finish along with the body. The Buddhist philosophy or the Lokayika style. Krishna Prabhupada is also a couple of, that time only it exists. There are so many philosophies. Then why you are worrying to just draining some chemicals? Like if you are doing a dishwasher or something, and you put some dishwasher and washing, you don't get lament, oh, all the chemicals are going in the drain. So much valuable chemicals, come on. And if you think that body and the soul, nothing is there, soul is not there, body is there, then why are you lamenting? Why are you worrying? Because it's a chemical, made out of chemical, Krishna is saying. So in all the way, do not lament. And just do your duty. Just do your duty. Krishna says, so says, you might have developed some kind of affection and attachment to that body. That is nature. Like we have seen certain person, we know he is not the body, the soul, but then we have related that person with that particular form or that body. It's like, you know, you might say everything matter, what is the value, but then you buy a phone. As long as the phone is in the counter, you don't have any knowledge. That's okay. But then once the phone comes into your hand, you feel a connection, which is no more than such a display phone. You think, oh, this is very good, you know, like, sometimes if you lose the phone, your day is spoiled. Where did I leave the phone, you know, where I kept, you know. Your full consciousness, your full absorption is that only. When I go there, when I go there, isn't it? Because you develop some kind of attraction, attachment to that matter. It's just a phone, imagine if that matter starts speaking. It's a person then. You develop some kind of, that's what Arjuna is saying, oh Krishna, yes, I know this, this is not the body, this is the soul, but then this Bhishma, this Drona, these people all there, I know them in this body, what to do with that? Krishna says, tolerate. You can't do anything, material nature, the body is going to change, you just have to tolerate. If you tolerate, this attachment, not developing any attachment, if you tolerate this, then you are eligible for liberation, Krishna is saying. Because why? Knowing that this body is not going to last, knowing that the soul is going to pass to the next body, knowing that you are a sober person, if you tolerate this, all this happiness and distress, all this bodily change, everything, you can easily elevate to liberation. Because you are not entangled to the body, you understand, okay, these are all temporary. So here, the third thing which is missing, Krishna is saying, and what is the material nature? Okay, fine. When we see, when we get the body, we entangle. What is the problem? The soul getting entangled into gross and subtle body. What does the material nature do?
Imprisons the soul.
Sorry?
Imprisons the soul.
Imprison the soul. Okay, what else? The material nature, what does the material nature do? What is the three modes? What the Maya does actually?
It creates suffering.
It creates suffering. Okay.
It covers and beats you down.
Okay. Anything else?
It separates us from Krishna.
Separates us from Krishna. So basically nothing good for us. That's the bottom line. basically, whatever it beats you, it covers you, it makes you into illusion, delusion, entangled, suffering. It's called pavarga. If you say pavarga, you know, there is one Sanskrit consonants are there. Pa, pa, ba, ba, ma. Yeah. First is, you know, parishram. It's like, you know, hard struggle. Work hard. This body, you know, with entangled material, it's not going to be easy. Isn't it? It's like trying to find an oasis in the desert. If you are in the desert, you are thirsty, you know, some water is required. So you need to work hard like that to get some drop of happiness. Then what happens? Next come the pena, foam. It's a hard work, you know, foam. Then comes bandhan. Bandhan means entanglement. It's obvious because if you see, you are working hard for something, what is the probability that you don't want to enjoy the result of this work? If you are putting your whole endeavor, if you are putting your time, if you are putting your energy, if you are putting your blood, sweat and pulse, whatever, into that activity, and then obviously it's a natural thing that, you know, I want something out of that. So we want to get entangled. That's how the entanglement starts. The cycle, actually the network of entanglement, how it works is, we want to enjoy the result of the activity, right? Then we get affected. Of course, when we offer the result, that becomes a karma yoga. That is the starting of the yoga ladder. We start giving some kind of result to the Supreme. So then bandhan. Then bandhan, then what happened? When you work hard, when you trying to enjoy the result, when you accumulated a lot, then what comes?
Attachment.
Then? What is that next? When you have everything, when you are attached, when you are too much attached, what next?
Fear.
Fear, bhaya. See, it's not going to end. Like whatever we want, we work hard, we get and everything, we get entangled, then comes fear of losing. What if it's gone? What is my security? What is my surety? What is my insurance policy? Where is my this, that, where, superannuation, everything, you know, fear. Fear comes. Then what next is, last is mrityu. Death. Everything is taken away. See how it's logically, it's a perfect execution actually, to make us realize that this is not the best plan. It's tough, but that's what. So when we take into Krishna consciousness, it's called apavarga. Everything opposite. Fear becomes no more fear. Entangled becomes unentangled. Because we understand everything belongs to Krishna. Where is the question of owning us? Where is the question of renouncing? Right? And we are not attached to the result, because the efforts is when you do devotional service, we kind of basically derive happiness by serving. Right? That's how the devotional service is so superior in nature. Because the person actually deriving happiness from the service, not from the result of any activity. By just engaging in the service, you get kind of happiness, it's kind of bliss, which is not available in any other aspect of material world. It's not something you get it from work or some kind of philanthropic, humanitarianism. This is something very subtle. Just by engaging in devotional service, like when you are participating in Kirtan, when you are absorbing yourself in the holy name, in chanting, just cleaning something or serving, doing dishes, cooking, There is some kind of satisfaction is there. It is not considered as a material success, or it is not considered as, you know, success, because you are satisfied. That satisfaction is not available in whatever money, or it's not available in the market. Right? You can get all the gadgets, you can get all the things comfortable, make your life so happy, a costly car or whatever, but you are not satisfied, you feel some kind of lacking. So that is what this devotional service is giving you, so you don't have any fear, you don't have any entanglement. Obviously, working hard for Krishna is a bliss. Right? When we have the festival, or when we have big gathering, devotees fast. Janmashtami, thousands of people, everyone fasting so hard. We go to events or, you know, restaurant, wherever, you know, service is hard, but then it's all vaporized when we do the service. It's not like, you know, lingering in the mind, back of the mind, oh, such a hard, you know, oh my God, why did I do like, I don't want to know. It's all vaporized, you know, that hard, whatever, and in fact, you remember that and relish, you know, that time, you know, was so hard. Working on so nice. You relishing that memories. So something which is different, right? You don't want, like for example, you work very hard shift or something. You don't want to remember that. In your workplace, some hard boss were, you know, boss were on top of you, yelling at you, ranting up, you know, you did that. You don't want to remember. But then if you see some kind of if you see the memories of Srila Prabhupada, something, Prabhupada just says, they remember that. They actually glorify that, you know, you corrected. And in fact, in the life of a devotee, that could be a turning point. If someone has corrected you, someone has pointed, someone has told you, no, Prabhu, you're wrong, you're doing this, you're not, you know, you're not supposed to do this, you should do this. Then you may think, oh, this is, you know, Krishna's mercy, and you'll actually be grateful for that moment. So this is completely opposite when you take to Krishna consciousness. And this is how you can overcome material energy. There is no other way. Krishna is saying it's impossible to overcome. You've got this body, you've got this subtle body, you've got this false ego, you've got this mind. Each one are like big Hiranyakashipu. This mind is a demon. A false ego. This whole thing, the subtle, you know, this material energy is working you down to pull you down. This is, the Prabhupada said, we are declaring a war against Maya. So it's not an easy thing to save one soul. What is the profit, like if you have the whole world and you miss the soul? This Jesus said, right? If you're not able to save one soul, or if you're not able to save your soul, if you have the whole world, what is the benefit? Yeah, so to save one, to save ourselves, it's a whole team is working, right? It's a war. So we have to see how we can able to save just by surrendering Krishna. Krishna is saying, only by surrendering to me, only you come to me, I can relieve you, I can make you free. There is no other way. If you want to get free from this whole mess, if you want to free ourselves from this whole subtle game, if you want to free from of this body, just surrender to Krishna. That's it. We don't have to wreck our brains, we don't have to devise. It's already underground path is done in the jail, in the tunnel. You just have to use that tunnel and escape. You don't have to do anything. Just surrender to Krishna. That's all. That part is missing in Hiranyakashipu speak, because he doesn't know that. He may be very much knowledge, he must be a great philosopher. So Prabhupada writes, actually, the effects of the knowledge, the effect of the Vedic literature is not there because of Maya. So this Hiranyakashipu, even though he knows all this knowledge, all this great speaking, but then he couldn't able to put into practice, we weren't able to get that effect. So we should be able to, at least we don't have the first two, don't worry, just follow this. So when we are in Krishna consciousness, when we are surrendering ourselves to Krishna, at least for that moment, our soul is relieved or liberated from this bodily platform. If we can continue to do that, at the end of our life, we can able to go back to Krishna. Krishna is saying, if you think of me, if you worship me, if you do all these activities at the end of the life, if you're thinking of me, then you can come to me. Krishna is saying clearly. So we just have to surrender without fear. Krishna is saying, do not fear. I will take care of all this sinful reaction. So Krishna is giving the guarantee. Krishna is giving the assurance. Krishna is giving the way, the path, everything. We just have to follow by the guidance of the devotees. The instruction of the spiritual master. They are there to guide us how we can able to follow this path, how we can able to implement the instruction of Krishna, how we can able to go back to the pure state. So the rainwater getting contaminated, we know we have the process of purifying the water back into original state. Let us participate, let us take part, let us go through this laboratory work, purify and go into this back, the original state. So I'll stop here, see if anyone has any question, comments or correction, yeah, of what we discussed today.
I think just a correction of what I said, what Jesus said. I think what he actually said is that I said that winning the kingdom of losing the soul. What he actually said is you can't take riches or wealth into the kingdom of heaven.
Yeah.
Because if you can surmount all wealth and riches, but they'll gain rust, they'll be stolen and they'll be destroyed. But if you build up your riches in the kingdom of heaven, it's in through your, you know, serving Krishna, Christos, Mr. Then that wealth will never
rust. Yeah, we have to basically use everything in the service of Krishna.
Yeah.
So that's the best way we can able to relieve ourselves from this entanglement.
Yeah.
Good. Yes. Yes. We have a fan club for you, so let's ask you a question in the mic.
You were saying that we get happiness when we're doing the service.
Yeah.
Not in the result of the service. But sometimes we see when we're making garlands or jewelry for the Lord, we get happiness when we're doing the service. And but when the Lord honors it or he wears it, we get even more happiness in it. So how can we understand?
So it's like when the Lord honors it, that's a mercy. That's a perfection of the garland that reaches the Lord. And so basically continue the service. Be more happy, then do service. Then you get more happiness. Keep doing the service. It's a cycle. When we stop serving, that's where the problem comes, right? So, and also we want to serve the devotees, right? So most of the time we may not get a chance to serve the Lord directly. Not all the time we can able to make garlands to the Lord. So, but if you want to continue the happiness, we can always serve the devotees, right? There are so many devotees. And so we continue the service attitude, which is serving the devotees, even makes more the Lord happy. Even the Lord can be happy by seeing us serving the devotees. So yeah, continue to do garlands for the devotees also. You can do garlands for Prabhupada, right? You can do garlands for the, you know, so many visitors come, you can make garlands, you know. You can make garlands to all the senior devotees were coming. So, n number of opportunities. Right? Good. Thank you. Okay, so we'll stop here. Thank you very much for kindly tolerating and listening to Srimad Bhagavatam. All goes to Sri Bodhis, all goes to Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki, Grandra Srimad Bhagavatam ki.
Yes.